I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Once again, it's a privilege to welcome you to It's a Good Life. Today, we're going to continue our study in a bird's eye view for me and you, the books of the New Testament. Today, we're going to be looking in the book of John. And let me remind you that my goal here is not that we would study these books of the Bible, of the New Testament, in depth. Now, that's something that we need to do on occasion, and rightly so, because we are fed by the Word of God. But my goal here is to help us to think our way through the New Testament with a bird's eye view. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of John. Last week and last time we were together, we studied about the book of Luke. Luke, the great physician who traveled with Paul on his journeys. We'll be seeing more of Luke later on in our studies. Let me remind you that you can go to our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On that website, you can download this program that you're listening to right now, when you can download other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also go there and download transcripts of the programs that you've heard and those that will be in the future. We encourage you to look at our website, lrwm.org. You can also send us an email from that website. You can request prayer. You can also find Bible study helps to help you through the Word of God. You can also write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. And it's a joy each week that I can come and share with you the Word of God. Well, today as we look in the bird's eye view for me and you, the books of the New Testament, we're looking at the book of John. The theme verses for John, of course, most of these are very familiar to anyone who's been studying the Word of God. But let's get a reminder here of some of the things that God would have us to look at in the book of John. Key verses would be these to me. Now, you may look at other verses and say, well, that's more of a key verse to me. Well, that's your privilege. You can look at those verses and you can claim verses for yourself. And hold on to those verses throughout your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But let's look at some of the verses that just come out to me this day. In John chapter 3, in verse 16 and 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I see another verse in John chapter 6 and verse 40. It says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Then in John 12:32, it says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." John 17:3 says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And then John 20, verses 30 and 31 says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." Verse 31 says, "But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." All through the book of John, we read about eternal life. We read about believing on a certain individual, and that certain individual is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, some of the background of this book would be this. The author, of course, is John the Apostle. and in the King James Defender Study Bible by Dr. Henry Morris, he says this: the Apostle John never identified himself by name in his gospel. In other words, the gospel that we're studying today. Though he did in the first verse of Revelation, but occasionally called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. And you can read about that in John chapter 19, chapter 20, and chapter 21. Dr. Morris goes on to say the vocabulary and general perspective of the five books, Revelation, Gospel of John, and their three epistles of John, as well as uniform tradition, all agree that John the Apostle wrote the book of John. Well, what about the date? When was this written? Well, most Bible scholars agree that this was written around A.D. 70 through 90, around that time period, and would cover the events that occurred in 27 to 30 A.D. The setting of this book is set during the lifetime of Jesus, who remains mostly in the Jewish communities. Now, there is no discussion here of his earthly birth, with the exception of John 1:14 and first part of that verse, where his coming into the world is alluded to. In that verse, John chapter 1, verse 14, the first part of that verse says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Now, of course, that verse is speaking of none other than our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at some of the facts of the book. The theme is to identify Jesus very clearly as the Son of God and the Christ, using, first of all, his miracles, his teachings, and his actions. And the purpose of the book is to produce faith in him. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as we study the Word of God, our faith grows as we look to the Word, and Jesus, through the Spirit, speaks to our hearts. And then we see that not only do we see the purpose, but the ultimate goal of this book is life for each believer. Now, we know that life comes to those who do believe in him, but the Bible teaches us through the book of John that the believer has more of an abundant life through Jesus Christ daily as each walks with him and each one has the faith increased as they study not only the book of John, but the entire Bible. And then we see the identification of Jesus. Every account shows who he is. First of all, we see that he is the Son of God. And John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:34 says, "And I saw and bear a record that this is the Son of God." John 5:18 says, "Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." There are many other verses that talks about this, and one more verse in John chapter 8 and verse 58, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily," this is Jesus speaking now, "I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." If you go back and look in the book of Exodus, chapter 3 and verse 14, Moses asked God his name and received the reply, "I am that I am." In chapter 8 and verse 56 of John, it says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Of course, the term "I am" is referring to none other than God himself. So Jesus was God, and he made no apologies for that. He was God, and God was his Father. In John chapter 10 and verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." In chapter 20 and verse 28, Thomas answered and said to him, unto him, "My Lord and my God." Remember the old doubter, the old Thomas, he doubted. Jesus said, "Touch me, feel me, handle me." And Thomas saw him and he says, "My Lord and my God." And that's what we need to do today, is understand that Jesus is Lord, he is God, he is the Savior for those who will receive him as such. And the identification of Jesus in John chapter 1 and verse 41, the Bible says, "He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah," that's Jesus, of course, the Messiah, "which is being interpreted the Christ." John 4:25 and 26 says, "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah is come, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus was the Messiah. The Messiah equals Savior, Deliverer. Jesus wants to save those who would come to him. Faith believing that he is the Son of God, that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day. And if we come to him faith believing and ask him to come into our hearts, then he will save us. Well, the evidence of Jesus being the Savior and being who he said he was, there's many verses that allude to this. When it's you can look in John chapter 5, verses 30 through 47. But in John chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And we, as we read that, we know that's speaking about the marriage at Cana. How that he turned the water into wine. And this was a miracle. In John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man was well versed in the scriptures. He was an important man of the Jews. And it says there that the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, in other words, teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Jesus did many miracles. He showed many signs and wonders. And people who saw these things, many of them believed on him. And such is the case today when we understand who Jesus really is, that he is God. He is the Son of God. And Christ's teachings and the witness of his works, and all of this leads to us the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through the Word and faith in Jesus. John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 20:29 says, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's us. That's those people who are alive today, who've been alive throughout the ages, who have never seen Jesus, but they believe on him and they trust him to save them, to take them to heaven. There's many other things that we can point to in the book of John, the life of Jesus. He was real. John chapter 5, 21. John chapter 5, 25 through 29 talks about this. The abundant life that Jesus offers. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The application here is this. We can know the Father because Jesus came to reveal the Father according to John chapter 1 and verse 18. Faith is built on evidence. And we see the evidence that Jesus performed many signs and miracles while he walked this earth. Have you trusted him today? Do you understand that Jesus is alive? In Peter, Peter said in John chapter 20 and verses 1 through 10, he talked about this. And Thomas, once again, he said, my Lord and my God. Trust Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save you so you can go to heaven. I want to see you there one day with myself and others. Ask him to come into your heart right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Until this same time, I'll be speaking to you about a bird's eye view for me and you, books of the New Testament. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. Jesus had the happiness that I